is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide issue that affects you. Jake is out on paternity leave right now, so filling in is Riley Beggin with Bridge Magazine. Hello, Riley.
Hey, Shana.
You had a really interesting piece about a very young, very powerful figure in Lansing that you and I know a lot about, Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield. But a lot of people probably, they may know the name, they definitely probably don't know the guy. And you really got in depth and talked to a lot of people about who this guy is. So to start off with, what do you think people would be the most surprised to learn about Speaker Chatfield?
Something that I think people would be really surprised to hear about him is that he gets along really well with Democrats. Democrats seem to like him. I spoke with tons of people for this story, including at least half a dozen Democrats, maybe more. And a lot of them said, you know, we disagree with him politically. We don't have the same ideologies or the same goals, but he's always a pleasure to work with. He's a really charming guy. He always listens to me, which I thought was really fascinating in these times of divided government.
And you said in your piece that people close to Chatfield say he has learned to temper ideology with pragmatism. What does that mean?
Another thing people might not know very much about him is that he's from a really conservative background. He's from a small northern Michigan town, and his dad is a Baptist preacher. He grew up really embedded in the church. He has six siblings, and the church and family were really the central part of their life growing up. So when he decided to run for office, at the time he was a teacher at the private school attached to the church that he went to.
This is all very Little House on the Prairie, kind of.
And, you know, he decided that he wanted to run for office on some pretty, you know, ideological reasons that were really driven by his faith, driven by the small government philosophies that were a big part of his life growing up. When he got to office, he was pretty quickly launched into a leadership capacity. His first term, he was a committee chairman. After that, he was speaker pro tempore. And then this term, he's the speaker. So that's a pretty steady rise.
Yes.
And he realized that there are a lot of issues that are not always completely dependent on the spirituality that guided him into office and into some of those big issues.
So Riley, during his big speech sort of on that first day, he mentioned that criminal justice reform is a big thing for him. Why do you get the sense that that's a big issue for him?
When we spoke, he really said that he went around with his father in northern Michigan growing up to these jail ministries, doing service projects, talking with prisoners. So, you know, he left with this impression of sort of a firsthand knowledge of how the criminal justice system affects people, at least from a faith-based perspective. And when he came into office, this has been something that is clearly a priority for him. The civil asset forfeiture legislation was a huge priority right alongside the auto no-fault legislation. And that also got signed into law earlier this year. He meets regularly with Dana Nessel, I think at least once a month, a couple times, maybe more than that, to work on what shared priorities are. And then, you know, the House Judiciary Committee he works with them quite a bit as well to move legislation related to that.
Riley Beggin is with Bridge Magazine. She filled in beautifully today for Jake Neer. Riley, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.